Hello, and welcome to A-Level CS Decoded, the podcast that cuts through the complexity and gets you exam ready. I'm your host, and today we're diving into one of the most intellectually satisfying topics in the entire EdXL A-Level Computer Science specification, Big O Notation and Complexity Analysis. Whether you're just meeting this topic for the first time or you're in full revision mode, stick with me. By the end of this episode, you'll be able to analyze algorithms like a senior examiner. Let's go. So first, why does this topic matter? Think about it this way. Imagine you're a software engineer at a company processing millions of customer records every day. You write a search algorithm. It works perfectly on your test data of 100 records. But when it hits the live system with 10 million records, the server grinds to a halt. That's a complexity problem. Big O notation is the language we use to describe how an algorithm's performance scales as the input grows. It's not about measuring exact time in seconds. It's about understanding the shape of growth. And that distinction is absolutely critical for your exam. Now, the EdXL specification, specifically section A3.5, requires you to do three things. Identify the complexity of an algorithm from pseudocode, compare algorithms using Big O notation, and justify your answers with reference to the structure of the algorithm. The assessment objective breakdown is important here. AO2, which is applying knowledge, carries 45% of the marks, so you won't just be asked to state a complexity, you'll be asked to derive it and justify it. Keep that in mind throughout this episode. Right, let's get into the core concepts. The first and most important idea is what Big O notation actually means. Big O describes the upper bound of an algorithm's growth rate. We're always asking, in the worst case, how does the number of operations grow as the input size n increases? And crucially, we only care about the dominant term. If you have an expression like 3n squared plus 5n plus 12, the big O is O of n squared. Why? Because as n tends towards infinity, the n squared term completely dominates. The coefficients and lower order terms become irrelevant. This is called asymptotic analysis, and it's the foundation of everything in this topic. Let me walk you through the main complexity classes, from most efficient to least efficient. O of 1. Constant time. This means the algorithm takes the same number of operations regardless of input size. Accessing an element in an array by index is O of 1. Looking up a value in a hash table is O of 1. A common exam mistake here. Candidates write that O of 1 means the algorithm is instant or takes one operation. That is wrong and will lose you marks. The correct statement is that execution time is independent of input size. One operation, a million operations. If that number doesn't change as n grows, it's O of 1. O of log n, logarithmic time. This is the complexity of binary search. Here's the key insight that earns marks. Each iteration of the algorithm halves the dataset. If you start with n elements, after one step you have n over 2, then n over 4, and so on. The number of steps needed to reduce n to 1 is log base 2 of n. When the exam asks you to justify O of log n, you must explicitly say, each iteration halves the remaining dataset, so the number of iterations is proportional to log n. That linkage between halving and logarithm is a specific marking point. O of n, linear time. The algorithm's operations grow proportionally with input size. A simple loop that iterates through every element once is O of n. Linear search is the classic example. O of n log n, logarithmic time. This is the complexity of efficient sorting algorithms like merge sort. Here's how to justify it for the exam, and this is a common 3 or 4 mark question. Merge sort uses a divide and conquer approach. The divide phase splits the array in half repeatedly, giving log n levels of division. The conquer phase, the merging, requires n comparisons at each level. Multiply them together, n times log n. So the total complexity is O of n log n. You must reference both the divide structure and the linear merge to earn full marks. O of n squared, quadratic time. This typically arises from nested loops. If you have a loop running n times, and inside it another loop also running n times, you have n times n equals n squared operations. Bubble sort, selection sort, and insertion sort in their worst cases are all O of n squared. A critical exam trap here, nested loops where the inner loop depends on the outer loop variable. For example, if the outer loop runs from 1 to n, and the inner loop runs from 1 to I, where I is the outer loop counter, the total operations are 1 plus 2 plus 3 up to n. That's the arithmetic series, which equals n times n plus 1 divided by 2, which simplifies to O of n squared. Many candidates miss this and incorrectly write O of n. Don't be one of them. O of 2 to the n, exponential time. This is the complexity of algorithms that solve problems by trying every possible combination, like brute force solutions to the traveling salesman problem. These algorithms become completely impractical very quickly. For n equals 30, that's over a billion operations. Now let's talk about space complexity, because this is often the forgotten half of the topic. Time complexity measures CPU operations. Space complexity measures memory usage. For most iterative algorithms, space complexity is O of 1. You're just using a fixed number of variables. But recursion changes everything. Every recursive call adds a new stack frame to the call stack. Merge sort, for example, has O of n space complexity because of the auxiliary arrays created during merging. Quicksort has O of log n space complexity in the average case due to the recursive call stack depth. If an exam question asks about space complexity and you only discuss time, you will lose marks. Here's a really important technique for recursive algorithms: draw the call tree. If a function calls itself twice at each level and the tree has depth log n, you have O of n total nodes, that's O of n time. If the tree has depth n, you have O of 2 to the n nodes, exponential time. The call tree is your best friend for recursive complexity analysis. Now let's move on to exam tips and the most common mistakes I see candidates make. Mistake number one, confusing O of 1 with fast. O of 1 does not mean fast, it means constant. A hash table lookup might take 1,000 operations, but if that number never changes as n grows, it's still O of 1. Always frame your answer around independence from input size. Mistake number two, the nested loop trap. When you see nested loops, don't automatically write O of n squared. Check whether the inner loop's iterations depend on the outer loop variable. If the inner loop always runs n times regardless of the outer loop, it is O of n squared. But if the inner loop runs I times where I is the outer counter, you need to sum the arithmetic series. Work it out carefully. Mistake number three, ignoring hidden operations. If you have a loop that runs n times and inside the loop you perform a string concatenation or an array slice, operations that themselves take O of n time, your total complexity is O of n squared, not O of n. This catches a lot of candidates out with Python-style pseudocode where string operations look innocent but are actually linear. Mistake number four, quicksort's worst case. Quicksort has an average case complexity of O of n log n, which makes it sound great. But if the pivot is always chosen poorly, for example, always selecting the smallest or largest element, which happens with a sorted array, the partition is completely unbalanced. One side has zero elements, the other has n minus one. You get n levels of recursion, each doing n work. O of n squared. This is a favorite exam question. Always mention that quicksort's worst case is O of n squared when pivot selection is poor. Mistake number five, not comparing properly. If a question says, compare the time complexity of merge sort and bubble sort for large data sets, do not just say merge sort is faster. You must say merge sort has O of n log n time complexity, whereas bubble sort has O of n squared worst case time complexity. As n tends towards infinity, n log n grows significantly more slowly than n squared, making merge sort substantially more time efficient for large datasets. That's the level of precision that earns marks. Now, a quick note on the named algorithms you must know for edXcel. Dijkstra's algorithm has a time complexity of O of v squared with a simple implementation, or O of e plus v log v with a priority queue, where v is vertices and e is edges. A-star search has similar complexity to Dijkstra in the worst case. Prim's algorithm is O of v squared or O of e log v with a priority queue. Kruskal's algorithm is O of e log e. These are frequently tested as state questions. One mark for the correct notation, no justification needed. Memorize them. Right, time for our quickfire recall quiz. I'll ask a question, pause for a few seconds, then give the answer. Ready? Question one, what is the time complexity of binary search and why? Answer. O of log n because each iteration halves the data set, so the number of iterations needed is proportional to log base 2 of n. Question 2. A function contains a loop from 1 to n, and inside it, another loop from 1 to I. What is the time complexity? Answer. O of n squared. The total operations are the sum of 1 plus 2 plus 3 up to n, which is n times n plus 1 over 2. The dominant term is n squared. Question 3. What is the worst case time complexity of quicksort, and when does it occur? Answer, O of n squared. It occurs when the pivot selection is consistently poor, such as always selecting the minimum or maximum element, resulting in completely unbalanced partitions. Question 4. What is the space complexity of merge sort and why? Answer: O of n, because merge sort requires auxiliary arrays during the merge phase with total additional memory proportional to n. Let's wrap up with the key takeaways. 1. Big O notation describes the upper bound of an algorithm's growth rate, focusing on the dominant term as n tends to infinity. Coefficients and lower order terms are dropped. 2. The main complexity classes in order from best to worst are O of 1, O of log n, O of n, O of n log n, O of n squared, and O of 2 to the n. 3. Justify O of log n by referencing the halving of the dataset per iteration. Justify O of n log n for merge sort by referencing log n divide levels multiplied by n linear merge operations. 4. Space complexity matters. Recursion adds stack frames. Merge sort is O of n space. Quicksort is O of log n space on average. 5. Quicksort's worst case is O of n squared with poor pivot selection. Always state this in comparison questions. 6. For comparison questions, always quantify your answer using big O notation and reference behavior as n tends towards infinity. 7. Memorize the complexities of Dijkstra, A*, Prim's, and Kruskal's algorithms for instant recall in state questions. That's it for today's episode of A-Level CS Decoded. You've covered the full Big O toolkit from constant time to exponential, from time to space complexity, and from derivation to exam technique. Go practice those worked examples, draw those call trees, and remember, in the exam, precision and justification are what separate a B from an A*. Good luck, and I'll see you in the next episode.